The other thing that you mentioned was the fact that now this year the TCH looks almost as good, maybe as good. Technically, I guess statistically, it's not any different than the AC docetaxel trastuzumab. When you look at it now, does it look essentially clinically the same to you?
It looks essentially clinically the same to me. It's hard to hang on that little tiny bit of numerical difference.
So you go back to your clinic in a couple of days and see 55-year-old woman, HER2 positive tumor, 4 positive nodes. What are you going to do?
Well, I will explain to her the results of the study, and then we'll have to sit down together and decide. Many patients already have preconceived notions about that. I have to tell you that it's very hard to give up anthracyclines in this situation.
I know, I see you struggling there. I guess you're still processing it.
Yes, I have been talking to some other physicians about that. I really have to process this some more, see what a sense of it is. I can tell you, however, that I am very comforted by this data in the sense that the patients of mine who were on the TCH arm of the BCIRG, honestly, it has been everything I could do to hold myself back from calling them in, getting their topo too, and saying, listen, I'm worried about you. Maybe we need to get you some anthracyclines. Here, it's very comforting for me, for the patients that I put on the study, to know that they didn't get second-class treatment.